You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Each spring, Northwest tribes celebrate the first foods of the season. And last week, the Colville tribes in North Central Washington had one of those ceremonies for salmon, marking their return from the Pacific Ocean to the Columbia River. As NWPB's Courtney Flatt reports, a lot of people were thinking about dams blocking the way.
The sun is starting to rise just over the Columbia River in Bridgeport when a Colville fisherman catches the first salmon of the season. Tribal members fillet the fish and return part of its body to the water during the annual first salmon ceremony.
Every year we acknowledge our first foods, and it's like a pay it forward process.
Salmon Chief Donnell Sam is a member of the Senspisswassa tribe, which is a part of the Colville Confederated Tribes.
We always think about the future. When we think about our foods, we give thanks for that food and we continue to ask for that food for the future to come.
The tribes are worried about what that future might look like. Young salmon migrate to the ocean, where they grow strong and large. This time of year, a lot of them try to come back to the upper Columbia River to spawn. But Sam says they can't return to their historic spawning grounds because of the Chief Joseph Dam.
Chief Joseph Dam here, named after one of our chiefs. Essentially, this is as far as the salmon can come on the Columbia. Anything above there is considered a blocked area.
Concrete dams have blocked salmon's historic migration pattern for about a century. Fish biologists say that's been devastating for salmon populations in the Northwest. Combined with warming waters and low water flow from climate change, some salmon runs are at risk of extinction. Some dams have fish ladders to help adult salmon upstream, but Chief Joseph doesn't have one. Neither does nearby Grand Coulee Dam. Both are important power producers for the region. And there's also no way for young salmon to get around the hydroelectric turbines as they head out to the ocean. Dierra Michelle is executive director for the Upper Columbia United Tribes.
With climate change and the river warming up and some of these different issues going on, it's important for us to get those salmon back above Chief Joe and Grand Coulee into the waters up into Canada where there's still pristine habitat and cooler water and it's home.
As the salmon cooks over a fire pit,
you have to get the right amount of oil in it.
Michelle says he thinks of his ancestors. He says they traveled to one of the most important fishing sites in the region, known as Kettle Falls.
My grandparents were the last ones to see fish at Kettle Falls before construction. In five generations now, we've been without. And I don't think the tribes ever surrendered to that loss. I think in the back of our minds, we always knew one day that we would have these opportunities to correct those historic wrongs.
That means moving fish up and over or around the dams. But a permanent solution, like building new fish passages, is expected to take a couple decades and cost hundreds of millions of dollars. In the meantime, the Upper Columbia United Tribes are finding other ways to bring salmon back to their historic habitat. They've been releasing fish above the two dams to spawn. Michelle says it seems to be working.
If you provide them an opportunity, and they'll show you where they need to go or how things should be. And they still have that. We've turned fish loose above Chief Joe and Grand Coulee, and they've went up. They've been looking for spawning grounds. They went up into Canada.
But First Nations in Canada say there's still a long way to go. Pauline Trebasket drove across the border for the ceremony. She's executive director of the Okanagan Nation Alliance.
It's infinite work. It's lifelong work. We have horrendous challenges before us, environmentally, politically, legislatively, tribally, in terms of how we do that together.
This is the first salmon.
This is the first one?
Yeah.
The salmon will come back, she says. People just have to help them. I'm Courtney Flatt at Chief Joseph Dam.